Senator wanted to start with a bill that you've sponsored that's gotten a little press time, if you will. We talked about it last week, Senate File 118. This is the landowner hunting tags amendments. Give us, maybe just remind us what this bill is and where things stand with it.
Oh, well, this bill has been pretty controversial, and a lot of the wildlife groups don't agree because they think that landowners are privatizing wildlife, which I disagree with. What you have to understand is that a lot of landowners are, you know, and ranchers are hurting right now, and we're trying to find any way that we can to try to make a little extra money. And it's not about privatizing the wildlife. We are issued a certain number of tags every year, and we have been issued those tags for decades. Right. And a lot of these wildlife groups and hunting groups are against it, but they fail to mention that they do the same thing with commissioner tags and governor tags. They sell those commissioner tags and governor tags at their banquets to high out of state, even out of country donors that buy those tags. They are not just sold to in-state residents. And so, you know, I mean, it's almost like what's good for thee is not good for me. So there has been a lot of controversy. Tonight we have a meeting with some of these wildlife groups. There's a bunch of us that will be meeting with them and just kind of get a feel for what maybe we can do. And also, I know the Game and Fish is promulgating some new rules this spring as far as what qualifies to get a landowner tag. And so we'll be talking about a lot of these issues. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that if hunters really want to see what might happen, ranchers are going to throw their hands in the air because they can't do it anymore, and they're going to start subdividing all of their land. And think about what that's going to do to wildlife. And think about what that's going to do to hunters' access to land. And so, you know, we've got to think about this. We've got to think about what is actually protecting the landowner and keeping these ranches whole. And also, what is protecting the wildlife by keeping these ranches whole? And so that's my comment on that so far. But we are having a meeting tonight, and we'll discuss these issues and see where we can go from there.
Senator Pearson from Kemmer with the legislative update. And that bill still in committee, right? It hasn't been taken to the full Senate floor yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be heard in committee this week.
Okay. Senator Pearson from Kemmer with a legislative update. Any other pieces of legislation or updates you'd like to share with us today, Senator?
I just want to say that there are a lot of good bills coming through legislature this session, a lot of good tax relief bills, both for residential and personal property. A lot of great bills coming through ag as far as federal overreach for mandatory EID tags. Country of origin labeling, protecting our water rights. Tomorrow we'll hear the Prime Act, which the governor vetoed last year, allowing the sale from producer to consumer without a USDA label on there. So I'm very excited to be a co-sponsor on that. Anyway, there's a lot of great bills that are coming through, and I'm very excited for this session. I have a bill today that's going through a committee asking our governor, it's a resolution, asking our governor to stop focusing on wind and solar as far as commercial baseload power and to start focusing on our clean coal, our natural gas, et cetera. Because the Wyoming people are tired of turning Wyoming into dumping ground and our beautiful wildlife corridors being ruined by these green energy sources that are destroying Wyoming. So that'll be going through committee this morning. So anyway, that's pretty much all that I have for you.
Okay. That's Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson with a legislative update from Cheyenne. Senator, thank you so much for your time. We'll touch base again with you next week.
You're okay. Thank you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.